Fadi Terapolsi was there at the White House the night Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's reign came to an end.
I'm on cloud nine right now.
Terapolsi returned to Libya with his ailing father to celebrate his country's liberty.
There's some frustration there, and they want to see more movement. But at the same time, you know, you got to understand that we're basically building everything from scratch. So it's very important to do it right the first time.
In 2 weeks, Libyans will elect a 200-member assembly to write a constitution and select a cabinet, but the elections may be delayed. This week, Libyan authorities regained control of the country's main airport after it was briefly seized by militiamen armed with heavy machine guns. Last month, several people died during a militia protest outside the prime minister's office. Several militias refused to lay down their guns or join Libya's security force. Spencer Butts is with the Institute for the Study of War.
A lot of the violence we've seen in the past 6 months have been the result of pre-existing tensions just boiling over. It's not necessarily violence that's directed at the authorities. A lot of it is tit-for-tat kidnappings or revenge killings that have just spiraled out of control.
It's at almost at a tipping point right now, I would say, as far as, you know, the small little factions. It could develop into something a lot more dangerous.
Libyan-American activist Ismail Suwaya just returned from Libya, where he addressed several hundred people in Martyrs Square. He told Libyans to be patient and to support the National Army as it establishes security and rebuilds the country. We spoke with him via Skype.
Young people are still in militia, yeah, you know, for the lack of other things to do. You know, struggle for power, sure, I mean, that's expected. Government, transitional government's not doing what people want, sure, that's anticipated. You know, these things are going to take time.
Suwaya says when he visited Libya in years past, he'd see tears of joy tempered with despair. Now, he sees tears of joy enhanced with hope as Libyans await the election.
4 out of 5 eligible adults have registered to vote. It'll be Libya's first democratic national election after more than 40 years under the rule of Muammar Gaddafi. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News.